This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
That's exactly right. So glad you brought that up. ENN tonight is brought to you by DoorDash. Download the DoorDash app now and start exploring some of the best New York has to offer. DoorDash, get more from your neighborhood. Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
We could all sit on our high horse.
Say good evening to Don.
Fordham.
And good evening to Michael again.
Gilda Radner.
And good evening to Don.
It's a reach that didn't grab anything.
Why don't you grab this?
No,
okay?
Because it.
And good evening to Michael.
It's not licked, it's light, and it's not Mark, it's Jason.
And good evening to Michael.
I don't think Lendl's going to play.
It's been a tough couple days. Tough couple days.
I still back the fact that he was just in so pure, unadulterated tennis history, spewing of knowledge of the sport, that Lendl came out. Almost like a volcano's lava.
I can't believe
I'm telling you, there's
that.
There's a lot on my mind the last couple of days.
Apparently so.
You have no idea.
Does that have to do with the announcement tomorrow?
Some of it, yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, this is what we started the show with, was the Antonio Brown of it all. It's been an interesting day. Antonio Brown went on social media and posted a conversation between him and Alex Guerrero, Tom Brady's fitness guru, which didn't really explain anything at all. But he did expose his medical situation, which shows that he does have real issues with his foot. Let's hear from Bruce Arians, who explained from his view what happened with AB on Sunday.
Did he ever ask the trainer or doctor about his ankle? He never went through, that's the normal protocol. You go through protocols during games. I was never notified of it. So obviously that was the disturbing thing when we were looking for him to go back into the game. All right, we always had, he was very upset at halftime about who was getting targeted. Got that calmed down. Players took care of that. It started again on the sideline. We called for the personnel group that he had played in the entire game. He refused to go in the game. That's when I looked back and saw him basically wave off the coach. I then went back, approached him about what was going on. I ain't playing. What's going on? I ain't getting the ball. That's when I said, "You're done. Get the F out of here." And that's the end of it.
So he's saying that Antonio wasn't playing because he wasn't getting the ball. Antonio's saying he wasn't playing because he wasn't healthy.
Correct.
But, and I don't know if you have this, Peter. I don't mean to jump you. But their general manager said that they were aware of the ankle injury, set up 2 doctor appointments for him to get checked out. He skipped on them both. So,
well, it didn't skip because the ankle was hurting. Probably walked away from it.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. So let me just paint this picture. I'm not even saying it's wrong or right. You determine it. They knew he was hurt, but because he skipped the appointments, they're like, all right, listen, then you're playing. I mean, because if you're skipping the appointments, if you're not going for treatment, then I'm going to assume you're okay to play and you're going to play.
That's,
now, would he
that's
be wrong,
caller,
if you're Arians, would he be wrong to do that?
That's why the caller earlier made a lot of sense when they said Arians wasn't completely transparent. And has made mistakes. Because that's the thing, Don. I think they should have, from the very beginning, said exactly what happened. Which was, they were aware of this stuff. But, while they were aware of it, that doesn't change the fact that AB really left because he wasn't getting the ball. So, I think the caller made a really good point. They got themselves in trouble by not telling the... And then AB released a text message today with Bruce Arians, where it clearly shows that they're aware of the ankle situation. Now, a little bit more has been added to the fire since then. It's being reported now from by the Daily Mail that Antonio Brown smuggled an OnlyFans model, who was famous, by the way, for licking a toilet seat in an effort to get COVID in 2020, snuck her into his room.
Was she successful with that licking?
I don't know.
Wait, but that's the path she chose?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's other ways to get COVID.
And that might not be a way to get COVID. I mean,
it's a way to get a bunch of other things, I'm sure.
And then he reportedly said to her, and I'm sure she's extremely reliable. She sounds bright at the very least. According to her, take that for what it is, he said, "Watch what I do tomorrow." That could mean so many things.
Yeah,
the sneaking her into the room, a woman who's famous for licking a toilet seat when you're not supposed to be meeting with anyone during COVID, not a great look.
No, but if we're going to talk about credibility, I'm not sure she has a ton.
No, she makes Antonio Brown look like Barack Obama.
Like, I was going to say Abraham Lincoln. Just like Honest Abe. But we hear it. A lot of times it's coach speak, but the reason I'll kind of not kill Arians for not revealing the injury, we'll talk to coaches all the time after a game. Was he hurt? Oh, I haven't talked to the trainers yet. I don't know. And then the coach knows, but they're always a little cagey when it comes to that. And I can understand Arians being like Captain Literal Man when he says, I don't know of anything. If he skipped two appointments and didn't go in and get any treatment, I guess he's okay. Yeah, I don't feel like I'm just making it seem like it's impossible for Tampa to be wrong here. But we do seem to be kind of grasping at reasons Tampa's wrong to try to bail Brown out. Why are we trying to bail Brown out?
Also, let's go a little deeper here,
though.
So you have a woman who licked a toilet seat, get into a hotel that's not allowed, by the way, for COVID protocols, get into a hotel, be with a guy who's not vaccinated, then guy who has unbelievably close access to the quarterback of the team, where if he goes down with COVID, then they're going to lose. I hope that Lombardi Trophy was worth it for this team.
How about she's also been described before, it appears, as, quote, the influencer who made up a Kanye West rumor and being, quote, the queen of creating fake news.
Yeah. So.
Well, so you have to wonder if this really happened then.
So all of this could be completely made up.
The Post is running a story now, has pictures of her. She's a very attractive girl.
She gives me I licked a toilet seat vibes.
Yeah.
That's the title of my 40th
game. How attractive can you really be if you still feel like you have to lick toilets to get attention?
Daddy, I came up with a great idea to get new attention for my TikTok account. What's that, darling? I was thinking about putting a video together where I'd get down hands and knees and lick the toilet.
Oh, she would say lick the loo. I'd lick
so
the
she's,
loo.
She's a woman from England?
Well, the goal of the Daily
Mail. I made
Mail.
That up, oh. But it's from the Daily Mail, so I just decided to go with that.
Well, you know what? It wasn't a reach, and it was well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Little Judy Carn, dating myself there, but Don knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't. So let's hear from... Mike LaFleur, the Jets OC.
Was he part of this too?
No.
Oh.
No, but he's taking the blame for the 4th-and-2 mistake for the Jets on Sunday. Here's Coach LaFleur.
Obviously, Sal has talked about it a few times. First, it's 100% on me. Disappointed with myself for two reasons. I pride myself on communication and our unit on execution. You've heard me talk about execution a lot, and I failed at both of those. The total intent was to get Braxton the ball. He was balling, and I failed at both of that to get that relayed. Our quarterback did exactly what he was supposed to do in that moment. And like I said, I know what our intent was, whether people want to believe that one or not, but that's what happened, and I failed at both. And again, I have to live with that. I know I'm going to learn from that. I know I have learned from that. You can't let the same play beat you twice. And in that situation, I'm going to make sure that that absolutely does not happen again.
Well, Mike LaFleur obviously did not be was not influenced at all by Joe Judge's media.
No, but you got to love that if you're a Jet
I love
fan.
It. He took blame.
Instead of, because the new way you do that now, I don't know if you've noticed, is, well, I take complete blame, but, and then start blaming people.
And then fire Jason Garrett.
But then it's, oh, but hey, listen, the first thing I said was I blame myself and then spent the next 30 minutes blaming everybody else. These are two coaches that took full responsibility. Now, somebody's obviously lying, but I just like the whole idea that they're willing to take on the responsibility and not point fingers. That's to me, a very honest and easy guy to root for.
And if you want to really take something really positive out of this Jet season, I think at the beginning, all of us wondered whether Mike LaFleur was in over his head, and he was. There's been an incredible growth in the way he calls plays, and I think he's going to turn out to be a really dynamic offensive coordinator. Some of the stuff they do is very creative, very original, and I think he's taking some pressure off Zach Wilson. I like it. Yeah. I think he's going to be good.
And that's what you got to like about this, because you, even though it hasn't really been shown in the final analysis of the record, you can kind of see them getting better. Like, do you see the Giants getting better?
No.
Now, granted, again, we can make the excuse about the quarterback situation, but just as a whole, have you seen growth, or have you just seen just everything just spiral out of control?
Oh, no, you are feeling much better as a Jets fan than a Giants fan right now. There are some things to hold on to with the Jets.
I think there's coaching there. I think there's a quarterback there. Now, ultimately, does it mean they're winning a championship?
Wouldn't it be nice, though, Don, if they could play with Buffalo this weekend?
Well, why not? They just played with Tampa. You
right.
know, Tampa needed the game at the time. So, I mean, I think it's not – but I think the way they played against Tampa, I think you'd be very disappointed as a Jet fan if they get blown out by Buffalo. I think you're expecting to hang.
This is the first time, I'd say, in 20 years that Bill Belichick is rooting for the Jets.
Well, maybe not, but close.
Why? He wants them to lose.
Because there could have been other weird situations like that before.
Well, I can't think of any, but thank you, Captain Literal Man.
No, but the theme of the day, it was worth a shot for Peter.
Thank you.
That
but
over
I know
20 years, there might have been another time where he's had to root for the Jets.
Now, earlier today, Bart Scott was on Bart and Hahn, and he said that Tampa's chances of winning are negatively impacted by not having Antonio Brown.
They don't win that Super Bowl without Antonio Brown
in the Super Bowl
last year.
Yeah.
And listen, if they were going to win the Super Bowl this year, AB was going to be a big part of that because Chris Godwin is gone. I think with Antonio Brown exiting, I think he's at least worth 25% of their chances of repeating.
I agree with
you. Because the bigger loss is Godwin, but now you don't have anyone to replace Godwin.
Well, that kid that caught the touchdown pass, I mean, he's come out of nowhere. He's been – maybe he just fills the void somehow. Never got a chance, and now getting a chance.
Brady does sometimes able to work with less, but at 44, I'm sure he can use every weapon that he can get.
Well, I have a question for you guys, though. When was – there's a chance we're going to just get to see the Tom Brady run off the field early in the playoffs in miserable defeat. What was the last time that happened?
It happened his last game, right?
His last game in
New England.
Last game in New England. He threw a pick six.
Oh, the Titans.
Yeah.
Now, I get what he's saying about this year's Buccaneer team. But last year, they were winning that game without Antonio Brown in the Super Bowl. That defense won them that game.
Yeah, that felt pretty
safe.
He had
five catches for 22 yards. Again, I know a decoy being on the field definitely opens things up. Didn't play in the Packer game. He was inactive. And in the New Orleans game, he had I can't see it here for whatever reason, but he didn't have a touchdown. He had a touchdown in the Washington game. All right, yeah, he had one catch for 10 yards in the New Orleans game, and he had two catches for 49 yards in the Washington game. So I certainly he had an impact during the regular season, had 138 yards receiving and two touchdowns in their final game against Atlanta. but I think they would have navigated through the playoffs without him. I think that's kind of bold to say they would not win the Super Bowl without Brown. Certainly not the Super Bowl game.
We talked about the feelings you have if you're a Jets fan, and certainly you're feeling a little better about where Zach Wilson is at the end of this season. But Cleveland fans have had it with Baker Mayfield. Here's Keyshawn on with Jay Will and Max earlier saying that the Browns should be done with Baker Mayfield.
I think you saw the future go bye-bye. You've seen the last of Baker Mayfield in the Cleveland Browns uniform. Now, they've got to figure out with that $19 million fifth-year option, who's willing to take that on. If they're not willing to take it on and have him sit as the number two guy and still pay $19 million, somebody else may take it on and look at it as an opportunity to pick up some draft picks along with that in a trade. But I think you've seen the last of him, partly due to injury, not being able to stay healthy, subpar play this year, subpar play at the beginning of last year. Although he's had, you know, different offensive coordinators and head coaches, it's clear to see that he's probably not the quarterback leading you to where you want to go, which is the Super Bowl.
It's crazy that draft, huh? Top two quarterbacks taken in that draft are, you know, probably going to be playing with other teams. Mayfield next year, and we've already seen Darnold move on from the Jets.
It's just, to me, the up and down of Mayfield's career is what's interesting. It's just, it seemed like at times he stunk. Then I was like, no, he's actually going to be really good. And by the way, I'm not convinced yet that he stinks. He was beat up all year this year. I don't know.
I've told you for the longest time what the problem is.
Go ahead.
You can't live at the stadium. It's too much.
He's not resting.
No. Got to get away every now and then.
God.
What happens to all those ads now?
From a health standpoint, the amount of hot dogs he's consuming.
And peanuts, and just, you know, it's cold.
By the way, have you ever slept in a stadium chair? Come on.
No, it's not healthy.
Holy crap.
Nor comfortable.
We don't know where he sleeps in the stadium. For all you know, it's just absolutely gorgeous.
You know what? Another great point by Don.
That's a really good point I didn't think about.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, Tyson Fury teased the idea of a fight with Francis Ngannou in what would be a MMA boxing crossover fight.
On TWE.
The WBC heavyweight champ expressed interest in a boxing match. Ngannou responded and said he wanted MMA rules. But currently, they're both expected to have title defenses soon anyway. So this would not be in the immediate future. But clearly Tyson Fury trying to test the water. And by the way, it makes sense because he's done with Deontay Wilder. Anthony Joshua continues to lose at any point when it feels like there would be real anticipation for that fight.
And that is a shame.
Which really is a shame. That would have been the Wembley Stadium dream. And by the way, Joshua's, I'm sure, going to try to work his way back and get to that fight. But now with two quote-unquote shocking losses, it's hard for me to picture it ever happening.
Can you do a Joshua imitation?
I mean, I don't think I have his accent down, you know, specifically, okay. Bruv. You know, I mean, he came on the show. We probably have audio from him when he was on the show, innit?
Dynamically
handsome. The toilet liquor you can do.
The Queen of England knocked on my...
This is me. Sorry, play that again, Anthony. This is me as Anthony Joshua.
The Queen of England knocked on my...
He was a great guest on our show, by the way.
He was, in studio. Handsome. I got to tell you, maybe we're showing our hand, Peter, but...
Go ahead.
In studio really helps.
Oh, yeah, of course it does.
I mean, for the guest, not for us.
I'm just saying that how we elevate the guest, like all of our favorite guests... Arians, Joshua.
Dolan.
In studio. All of them.
Carton.
In studio.
Yeah.
I didn't have as much fun as you guys, but
Phil Jackson.
It was all right.
With who?
Phil we did not have in studio.
We have,
no?
No.
I think he was in studio.
I don't think so. I would have remembered that.
Maybe I had him on center stage.
Bill Burr.
There you go.
Bill Burr, who was disgusted by Don.
He hated Don.
I don't think he hated me. I think it was logical not want to touch the kid's journal because I had pink eye. I get it. The guy's on tour. He doesn't want to have to get pink eye.
Don scared people off with germs in an era before that even happened.
Yeah.
You're so ahead of the curve. Also, did you guys hear the controversy about the Washington Wizards announcer?
Yes, yeah. I did. Yeah. And I feel terrible for him. Because that could totally happen to anybody.
And then have LeBron James go after you.
So a Washington Wizards announcer was calling a game last night between the Wizards and the Rockets. And when Kevin Porter Jr. hit a shot, he said, you got to give him credit. Kevin Porter Jr., like his dad, pulled that trigger right at the right time. That's what Glenn Consor said, who, by the way, I'm not familiar with, which I'm surprised because he's the Wizards broadcaster. Anyways, people went crazy because Kevin Porter Jr.'s dad died in gun violence and also committed a gun crime. So there's a lot of, like, shooting history in Kevin Porter's life. Now, people went crazy, including LeBron James, who went after him on Twitter and said he has no place in the game of basketball.
LeBron, you got to relax.
And
the announcer thought it was Kevin. He was the son of Kevin Porter, the player.
He said, please allow me to take this opportunity to sincerely apologize to Mr. Porter, his family, and the Rockets organization for the comments I made during the game. I mistakenly thought Kevin was the son of former Washington player Kevin Porter.
Right.
And was unaware that the words I chose to describe the game-winning shot would be in any way hurtful or insensitive. I've reached out to Kevin personally to apologize and hope to be able to talk with him soon. You know, I know nothing about this guy, but my goodness, you would have to be an incredibly sick and demented person.
Right.
To not only make a reference like that, but you're not doing like some like wacky radio show. To do it in the middle of a basketball game, you'd have to be a lunatic.
No, I mean, the only thing he's guilty of is he didn't prepare properly.
Right. That's
made a mistake.
What he's guilty of.
But I mean, you know how I feel about LeBron James. I'm very few fans bigger than I am. But I mean, you just don't cavalierly send out a tweet to your millions of followers to lose a guy his job, where the guy didn't do anything of any viciousness. As Peter said, if it was vicious, the guy should be institutionalized for saying something like that. It was not vicious. It was just not being prepared. You want him to lose his job because he wasn't prepared for that one thing. Come on, LeBron.
Well, the reason I don't like it from LeBron is that's exactly what people do to LeBron. You know, people, the Twitter mobs come for LeBron when he says and does anything. And I just don't like that LeBron in that moment acted as bad as anyone else who's part of the Twitter mob. Like, I get it. It was, if he had meant to do that, it was incredibly offensive. But, like, I heard it. And maybe I'm, like, stupid. My first thought was, oh, my God, he could not have meant that.
Peter, if he meant it, then he should be fired. Yeah. He didn't
mean it. Oh, of course. Of course.
And why would LeBron say that to lose a guy's job?
I mean, listen,
if
someone could pull me clips and like there's a few other times when he did things that were the same, okay. But assuming this was just a random thing, he'd have to be an absolute maniac to have said that.
Right.
That will do it for ENN, which was brought to you by Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. Try the Hennessy Playmaker, the Hennessy Triple Double. Both made with Hennessy VS. Visit www.hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy, spirit of the NBA. Always enjoy Hennessy responsibly.
Also, a little media news. The New York Times bought The Athletic.
Interesting.
For $550 million, and it's their latest move. They have a strategy. They want to expand the audience of paying subscribers as newspaper print ads fade. So they have 8.4 million online subscribers at Times, and they have a stated goal of $10 million by 2025. Now, The Athletic, which I subscribe to and I think is phenomenal, has 1.2 million subscribers. Now, what I'd like to know, Peter, you answer this for me.
Go ahead.
I subscribe to The Times and The Athletic.
Wow.
So do I get my money back now for The Athletic?
That's a great question.
If I
only
subscribe to The Times, do I now get The Athletic for free?
Well, that's what I want to know because I subscribe to The Times. Let me just talk for people's inner monologues listening. Of course he subscribes to The Times.
Fordham.
Peter
but
Rosenberg.
But I also subscribe to The Post.
Yeah.
So you can't figure me out.
Michael is single-handedly trying to keep print media alive.
They bring you the New York Post to your house?
No, digitally.
Just digitally.
And you know what? I actually subscribe to it and get the paper as it is, but it's on my iPad, and you could turn the pages. And there are people that just read the Post for free online. I won't do that because I'm trying to support business.
I subscribe to the Daily News. I got to get me some Bob Raisman.
Raisman loves you. Has for years.
It's like a dollar a month. It's not
tweet
a big deal.
That! Print that!
Well, they pay you a dollar a month to read that?
No, I paid it.
Oh, gotcha. All right, 1-800-919-3776. Lots to do. Do it with us right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.